Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
My Orioles. That's right. My Orioles, fresh off of a series sweep.
Actually,
of the White
Orioles.
Sox.
Congrats, by the way. That was nice over the weekend.
Someone's got to be the bottom feeder of the American League, and it's not us. In fact, we've leapfrogged the Oakland Athletics now. They're terrible. And now we're going to get back-to-back series wins here, baby. Your Mariners should be shooketh after what has happened the last week.
I mean, what did I say in the update? Literally clinging to first place in the AL West by 0.002 percentage points in the win column. It's ridiculous.
You know who I blame in all this? I blame my son, Joey the Fourth. Because he's a Mariners bandwagoner. He has no idea what's going on with them, but as soon as he sees a couple wins come across the board, he lets me know. And so I think it was Thursday morning, he hits me with, "Hey, Mariners won 9-0 last night." And I was like, "Okay, that's enough out of you right away." And then Thursday, Mariners lost 9-1 to the Nationals. And then, forgive me, I don't know what happened on Friday to the Nationals or how that series ended. And then the Twins weekend, it was all over the place. There was extra inning games and walk-offs and giving up 7 runs. It's been a tumultuous week for the Mariners, all over the place.
Oh, yeah. No, they lost.
And now you got my Orioles on a hot streak coming in. This is a big series for both teams.
I mean,
I would say it's bigger for probably you since you're, winning games. But hey, my Orioles, they're going to climb back up, win 16 in a row, and then we're back at 500.
You did do something that even the Mariners couldn't do. You swept the White Sox. They could only get 2-1 against them in that series. So
we're on the come up, baby. The come up.
New manager, new look, right?
Get to that a little bit more in the other segment. But I have discovered something today that has me miffed. That has ruffled my feathers, ruffled my skirt a little bit in this radio world. I came in and sat in with Danny. And
yeah, long day for you, by the way. Good job.
That's how Tuesdays roll. I'm here at usually 9 a.m. and I'm here until 9 p.m., 12-hour days. I'll be putting that work in, baby. But I walk in, I come into the studio, and I get my microphone cover, this thing that covers the actual microphone.
So condom, yes, sir.
It can eliminate the pops and the sizzles that you hear on the radio.
The sibilance or whatever. Yeah, I don't know.
And I grab my mic cover. Again, I emphasize my mic cover because I know that my mic cover is very different than everybody else's. And then I say to Danny as he walks in, I was like, "Dude, I saw my mic cover over on that microphone. What the hell?" And he's like, "That's my mic cover."
Oh, no.
And it creates this back and forth. I'm like, "No, that's mine. No, that's mine. Mine is very distinct. It is flat on the bottom." And he says the same thing. "That's how I know it's mine. It's flat on the bottom."
What a great start to the show.
I say, "No, no, no, not true, not true." And I don't know what happened at one point, but my box with my mic cover got moved around enough to the point where I'm like, "Screw it. I'm throwing the box away, and I'm just putting my mic cover in this communal box." of mic condoms that
bad
we had.
Bad idea, bro.
And then I think that's where Danny, he just so happened to see it, and he staked his claim. And then I come into the studio after primetime, and the mic cover is on Sook's mic. So I just have this mic cover being passed around like the $2 Vegas whore that Patrick Harris is probably mingling with. I'm not happy.
Go back to the days of like radio in the 90s, brother. What are you doing? We're supposed to have this happened, I think, slightly before COVID, where stations finally started giving.
It happened after COVID because we realized how disgusting it was.
Well, at our old station, we complained enough. I was sick of getting onto the microphone and seeing just dried up like bits of chewing tobacco
crust.
From 4 years ago and having to put my face near that. So we eventually got new ones.
Jason Swigard spittle on there.
Yeah, other personalities that will not be named because A, they don't work here, and B, I can't embarrass them, so I won't. But it's just like, I don't know, now we're in 2025, so a recent 4 to 6 year thing in the business. And I guess we don't really know how to handle that yet as personalities. Like, I always keep mine in my bag, in my little man purse. And I think putting it in a communal area is just a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, now I'm upset because Danny was very staunch, saying that was his mic cover, and I could not have been. I was mad. I said that is not true, sir.
It's like the Spider-Man meme with all y'all pointing at each other.
Yes,
it's like this is mine.
And then again, I see Sook using it, and now I'm just and now I'm using it. I feel like she's cheating on me. And she's saying, I wish you would understand. It wasn't meant to be like this. Now I got to go order my own mic cover. I need to get one of the colorful ones because they have different ones that you can order. I feel like I need some pizzazz in my life and my mic cover.
Yeah, get your favorite color. Match your hat for that particular day, something like that.
Just get like 10 different mic covers.
No, they have them.
And have one to match each outfit every time I go.
Go buy like an Amazon Prime pack for like $11. You get like a 6 or 7 pack of all the colors of the rainbow, brother. It's Pride Month, and I've got every mic cover I ever need.
Yeah, here we go. 10-pack microphone cover on Amazon for only $12. What a steal.
See, what did I say? 7, you actually get 10.
How about that?
It's not bad. I'd love me a teal mic cover. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I got to find one that fits this mic specifically. Look at this. They have like one that's like a little baggy. Like you put it around and then it's like a zip, like kind of one of those pull tab ties that tightens around the microphone.
Really fancy.
Look at that.
You know, the same thing that you
Someone had a Kickstarter go well.
Oh, good for you, buddy. Probably, yeah, made him a millionaire instantly with just some dumb idea. I still got to do that. Some toilet idea. Like
Hi, Sharks. I have the best new innovative mic cover idea.
What does Michael Scott from The Office like? He just keeps coming up from like different toilet after toilet idea that just doesn't work. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe I could be like that. No, this happened to me actually with Swag as well. I did not know. He has the same middle initial as I do. My mic cover has a very faded JTS on it.
Oh.
And I left it in here, Joe. Like you. You leave it in the communal
area.
You
should have marked it. You should have marked
it
in a different way.
Apparently.
I should have marked mine.
Because I saw it on the mic after he was doing a shift, and I'm like, yo, Swag, that's my mic cover. And he's like, no, I'm JTS. And I'm like, do you really remember marking
Jason
your microphone?
Jason Theodore Swigard?
Apparently. I did not know his middle name, but thought it was his.
Jordan Tito Schultz.
Thomas.
Oh.
It's pretty boring.
That's not as fun.
Theodore? No, I got two, Thomas Maurice, but maybe I just need to do that from now on. I'll just use both.
Jordan T. Oscar Schultz?
I like that, although I'm kind of bitter, too. It just makes me think of what could have been.
Can you imagine?
If I'm a Seattle fan.
T. Oscar's your given middle name, and then years later, you get a T. Oscar on your team, and he's, okay. But then does even better once he leaves.
Not good enough for your team to re-sign him, and then he kicks ass. Yeah, yeah. I think I would cry even harder than I did. You're probably right.
Well, that's. I guess I just need to get a new mic cover that is distinctly mine, so that way there is no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Bro, I would go with that 10 pack. Like, there's also some point in your life where this is black. It's hard to see if I'm looking like in a drawer of electronics with a bunch of black cords. Just get me something bright colored. Like, I'm getting old. You know, I don't need to see like golf balls that are white anymore. Just give me the yellow. Like, there's a certain point where everybody hits that point, and I think you can do that with the mic covers.
Maybe I should
brighten the
take this and bedazzle it, put some sequins on there or something, some glitter.
It's give the it month
to,
for it.
Give it to my niece and just go crazy. Go crazy, Scarlett.
this is your summer project.
Have little tassels hanging off of it.
Are you graduating? What the hell are you doing?
No, I mean like little diamond tassels.
Oh,
like,
okay.
You know.
Oh, like the, I got you. Yeah. I got you. A little burlesque action going on your mic cover.
Well, yeah, I'm looking on websites. Good deals all around. You know what I also realized? That Amazon Prime, man. Pretty good.
Yeah, Sprague tried to
drop it. I got this water bottle. You can hear it. You can hear the water bottle.
That's massive.
That's good ice. It is massive, but I wanted a massive water bottle. And I wanted one that would fit in my cup holder in my car. I also wanted the dual lid with a straw and the big old spout.
Kicks the hell out of a Stanley, bro.
Oh, dude. You're getting raked over the coals if you're paying for a Yeti, I'm telling you. But I bought that thing on Thursday, showed up to my house on Friday.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe it.
Yeah, Amazon Prime's a beautiful thing. No, I lament Sprague for trying to get rid of it and basically trying to go cold turkey and live like what we're back in like 1999 where you have to actually go to the store and buy stuff.
Or wait 5 days?
Yeah, or just, yeah, deal with the normal shipping time.
Which what are you, a caveman?
No, it's interesting how much you look on Amazon at things that could be delivered to you like overnight 4 a.m. to 8 a.m. delivery. You're like, oh, this is all sitting in that warehouse down in Woodburn.
God. Yeah. I thought Amazon was going to pull a fast one on me and say like, oh, no, it'll be there tomorrow. It's going to be there tomorrow by 10 p.m. And I'm like, you're leaving that window open just in case it doesn't get here.
Yeah.
And you're going to be like, oh, sorry, it's going to be there Saturday. But actually, we don't have as many drivers on Saturday, so it'll be there on Monday. Sure enough, sure as S, it was here the very next day. I couldn't believe it. It was one of those where I should have never doubted them to begin with. But now I am drinking 32 ounces of water at least three times a day, hopefully.
Just because of that water bottle. That was the factor that changed.
Dude, have you ever had ice water before? It's fantastic.
I am a huge ice water guy.
You ever heard of this thing called drinking water? It's quite nice.
Ice technology? Like Velcro and ice are two of the greatest inventions of all time.
Velcro and ice.
Yes, because they A, keep things closed, and B, keep things cold.
Velcro.
Yes. This is like Wild Wild West stuff we're talking about. I've been watching the final season of Yellowstone, so I've been, I don't know, old school. And but like ice in water, I kind of laugh at people that don't do that. Thankfully, my sister-in-law lives in another city, so she won't hear this. Her wife has to remove the ice out of the glass when we go to a restaurant with a spoon for her. She is so anti-ice, Joe, that she does not have ice at her house if you show up as a guest.
That anti-ice?
Yes.
How are you that anti-ice?
Imagine showing up as a guest. You're like, oh, yeah, like, what did you like to drink? You want some water? You want some juice? Sure, I'll take some water. Usually, I would offer that up. Hey, would you like ice or not?
So she either has OCD or she has some bodies hiding underneath the house in the foundation. Something like that.
I think it's OCD.
Scooping the ice out?
It is too cold for her, and then that obviously influences her to not give ice to any guest coming to the house. That's one thing. I love her family. They're all awesome. But when I go over there, I just prepare, all right, I'm going to have lukewarm drinks for the next 2 hours, which, like I said, I'm fully on for ice. I love having drinks on the rocks. Give me that ice.
Oh, yeah, I'm a big ice over here. Big ice supporter. I'm bullish on ice. I'm bullish on water now. I've been just crushing water over the last couple of months, and I don't know what's wrong with me, why I never did it before. All right, let's get into some baseball stuff. I do want to talk about this Orioles-Mariners series in a little bit because we'll get a few more innings in, and it will make things a bit more interesting. I want to talk some Beavers baseball, college baseball, and the only reason I'm doing this is because I know Patrick Harris would not allow it. He is... And I want to almost try and figure this out. Maybe the text line can help us with this. Why does Patrick Harris not like baseball? Because he says it's the metal bats, but I just don't believe it.
He's not a college baseball guy.
No, and I don't understand.
This is literally a baseball show.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'm trying to figure out what the hell's the matter with him. But we will also be talking about Oregon State Beavers, the super regionals being not so super after all, perhaps. We got to talk about a particular player that is playing in this Orioles Mariners series. Also have a Ohtani Judge question for you. And then the flavor of the week. Who is the team that is the flavor of the week? And who's the team that is falling out of favor in MLB? We get to all of that next. Joe Fisher here with you. Across the glass is Jordan Topanga Schultz. And this is the Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For your chance to win Wu-Tang tickets, enter the Chambers Tour featuring Run the Jewels.
If you want to listen to some Method Man, you better call now.
Does cash rule everything around you?
Be the triumph amongst your friends. Get these tickets.
M-E-T-H-O-D, man. That was, we couldn't have called Rashad to maybe voice that one. Make it sound a little bit cooler. No? Oh, God.
Trying to think, like, I mean, if Rashad weren't available, like, even, like...
The RZA, the JZA, Spectre Deck, Ghostface Killer.
I don't know.
Raekwon the God.
Like, Dirt and Sprague would have been more interesting. I don't know.
Yeah, at least Sprague, for, I mean, he went to Park Rose. I mean, come on.
God.
PIL legend. Him, yeah, well, Dirt's a PIL legend, too.
I was going to say, dude, yeah, Dirt's going to get offended if you leave him out of this conversation.
Damn it, and Rowdy Tellez just
yeah,
hit a home run.
Let's go.
Orioles Mariners tied 1-1.
Well, he was the cheapest first baseman on the market, the minor league deal, so here you go.
Still too expensive for the Orioles.
Hey, you signed Tyler O'Neill. Don't go. We'll save this for later, but you guys actually, you put some money into players.
Okay, yeah, we're going to get to this later.
Yeah, we will.
We'll get to this later.
I would have been ecstatic if they went after Gary Sanchez and Tyler O'Neill, but I digress. All right?
I don't think you should be ecstatic if you went after Gary Sanchez.
I mean, I get it, but like my team
can't
have nice things.
If it was 2016, maybe you'd be excited, but it is 2025, the year of our savior. Someone that is excited about some home runs, and many home runs, is the city of Corvallis in Oregon State fans. You're going to the Super Regionals, and you're doing it, and Oregon is not, after an embarrassing weekend down in Eugene. Your own regional, damn it. You were the first national seed eliminated, which I'll get to this in a bit. Not a great weekend for national seeds in general, but before we go there, I mean, Oregon State, man, they lose their first game on Thursday? Question mark?
Oregon State, I know they lost Friday for sure.
It was Friday. I know they lost their first game. I just forget if
it was
Thursday.
And that was a rematch against St. Mary's, who they had lost to. So, yeah, that was Friday.
Yes, and then they get their rematch on
Sunday. Saturday was a different team. It's
Saturday
so
was TCU.
Thank you. Yes.
Saturday was TCU. They get the win there. And then they face St. Mary's on Sunday, get the win there. Face USC Sunday night,
yes.
Get the win there. And then they get the win against USC on Monday night as well. And not only did they win all those games, they outscored opponents 50-6. I'm going to repeat that. They outscored opponents in four games 50-6.
12-run clip, Bob. That's pretty good.
Dude, they were on fire. There was definitely a point in last night's game where I just turned it off. I think they had given up like two hits through seven innings or eight innings. So it wasn't just hitting. It was the pitching was on fire. I mean, they looked deep down in their loins and pulled out some great performances for themselves out over the weekend. And they still hold the crown as the perennial baseball D1 team in the state of Oregon.
I'm not surprised. You know, it's nice to see Oregon's program getting up there, but I've always been confused by the regional and super regional format. So as like a diehard Duck, like I'm upset, but I'm really not, you know, like there's going to be so many more opportunities for that great program. And Wasikowski has been, I mean, basically the Duck. I think he left for Purdue briefly, got brought back, and they've been great. And I'm not worried about that. But it's really cool to see what Oregon State's doing. And they killed USC. I mean, it was seemed like at least like St. Mary's and TCU could put up a fight, could put up some runs. But USC basically laid down. I think it was just, what was it, a 50-run deficit over the five games? 25-1 against USC in their two games Sunday night into Monday. It was just pure dominance, Joe.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive, to say the least. And doing it, not just hitting bombs, but bunting their way to a 4-0 lead in that first game. And it was just a masterclass. I will say, though, as Oregon gets better at baseball and puts themselves into these conversations of hosting a regional, being in the tournament, being one of the better teams in the nation, winning the Big Ten, which I know is not as good at baseball as they are other sports, but still, that is a Power Five conference. If you're doing those things, you gotta follow up with some good postseason action and some good postseason results. And you lost to Utah Valley, which I thought was a conference before Friday.
That's fair.
And then I'm watching the game and they keep saying Utah Valley and I pay attention a little bit closer and I'm like, oh, that's the name of the school. I thought they just kept referencing the conference. And I was like, no, that is who we're playing right now. I didn't even realize. And then we lost.
A lot of good baseball talent at small schools like that. Come on.
Yeah, I'm going to have to now look up famous alumni at Utah Valley.
I'm sure there's a Major League Baseball player.
I don't even care if there's a Major League Baseball player. I just hope that there's at least one famous alumni that I know. This is the fun game. Like, this happens around tourney time, too, when, like, a team makes a run. You're like, who the hell went to Bethune-Cookman?
Who went to Creighton again? Like, I can't remember. No, but are you surprised? I mean, there's a lot of teams out of the SEC that are already out of the tournament. I think I saw a graphic like 6 out of the 9 or 7 out of the 10 SEC baseball teams, which the SEC, if you didn't know, it's a baseball powerhouse conference too. They're already ousted in their regionals. So, yeah, Oregon needs to show that postseason play and that success for sure, Joe. But at the same time, I fall back on, you know what? Baseball is weird and tough in college, especially in the postseason. So it just doesn't ruffle my skirt too much. It was a pretty devastating way that the Ducks went out and really frustrating after seeing them playing so well leading up to that point. But what are you going to do? A lot of SEC teams out as well. It's just so random, it seems, at this point, unless apparently you're Oregon State.
I am not noticing any Utah Valley alumni by name, unfortunately.
That's funny.
They definitely have like notable alumni, but I don't know any of them. I will say the coolest alumni is Akwasi Frimpong, a Dutch Ghanaian sprinter, bobsledder, and skeleton athlete who was raised in Ghana and later moved to the Netherlands.
I mean, when did he win Olympic medals and how many? I feel like that's probably the only time we'd hear his name.
I don't know if he won any medals. He's qualified, but my man Akwasi has yet to stand on the podium yet. So, yeah, it's a lot of like governors and other people that, again, I've never heard of before. So.
I mean, we're one step away
from
like
sculptor
Utah Tech. you know, Utah Valley.
Very close.
Yeah,
very close.
We're there.
And then they went and lost to Cal Poly on Saturday. And, yeah, it was just a rough weekend when they couldn't get run, or when they got runs or hits, they couldn't pitch. When they were pitching well, they didn't have the batting to support it. It was just a very frustrating weekend. And then when they had probably their most comfortable lead of the weekend, 8-5 against Cal Poly, they went and blew that in a week. My guy from Sherwood, I forget what his name is, but the kid from Sherwood that plays for the Ducks, he came in and bullpen help and gave up the lead in like 4 or 5 batters. I was like, come on, guy. That's not what the Bowmen do. We got to be better than that.
Not Jacob Walsh, right?
No, it was not Walsh. God, I'm spacing on his name, but I just know he's from Sherwood. Sales bro Kurt Ludwig had to inform me of that detail.
Ooh.
That he was from Sherwood. The Ducks, they get eliminated. Oregon State, they move on to the Super Regionals. They're going to be playing Friday against Florida State, who is also a national seed. They are the number 9 ranked team in this tournament.
And they're coming to Corvallis for that, right?
This is going down in Corvallis, ooh, in Corvegas, baby. It is Friday, 3:00, ESPN2 is that game. Let's take a little break because I want to talk about these Super Regionals a little bit more because, yeah, they are not so super after all, what happened after this weekend. Get to that next, but first, Jordan Schultz with the SportsCenter update.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I feel like we talked about this perhaps last year.
And he's just got a sore spot with it.
That either baseball was a club team or soccer is a club team or they don't have baseball. I don't know. I'm gonna have to ask him again.
I mean, listen, the Beavers, they traditionally at times have been a football powerhouse, at least in this area, in the old Pac-10 and the old Pac-12. But their baseball team, man, since the turn of the century, Joe, or the turn of the millennium, I guess I should say, 2000, whatever you want to say, it has been one of the best programs in college football. From Pat Casey, what he did winning 2 College World Series, to now, you've had literal standout rosters, number one picks, top prospects, putting it, you know, like seriously, the likes of Adley Rutschman, Nick Madrigal, year after year, you've got Arquette that could be a top pick, probably not, you know, over Holiday's second son, Ethan Holiday, I think is his name, but he'll be up there. You got the likes of Trent Carraway, Gavin Turley. I mean, there's just so many guys that like Oregon State has to lean on. You can't not talk about it.
Washington State definitely has a baseball team, for what it's worth.
What was their record this year, Joe? Do we know that?
Their record this year? Oh, boy. I do not have that handy.
Oh, I'll try to get
schedule.
It.
Schedule. Oh, boy. 18 and 36.
Ouch.
Sorry.
I gotta ask Patrick, because I want to say there was a certain sport that Wazoo doesn't have. I don't know if it was men's soccer. I'm on their page right now. Or, I don't know. I'll have to ask him. Also, for what it's worth, famous alumni from Cal Poly, much more notable.
Cal Poly's a pretty, yeah.
And also, much more noticeable for your Mariners because one Mitch Haniger, a former Cal Poly Mustang.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But more recently, Brian Wu.
Hey, Brian Wu, one of the most underheralded prospects in college pitching, actually didn't pitch much. He had Tommy John surgery and missed a season because of COVID, but a Mariners scout saw that they could work with his arm angle, and now he is one of the best pitchers in baseball. Unbelievable.
Go Cal Poly. Go Stangs.
Thank you, Joe.
I wish that teams made more animal noises to represent their mascot in the stands. Like when a big play happens, like, yeah, first down, Dolphins!
Yeah, there's a couple teams that do it. Don't the Broncos do it?
60,000 people strong.
Yeah, Broncos fans, let me know. I feel like they've made horse neighs there before, but
That'd be great.
Like, y'all are drunk at a mile high, so, like, who the hell knows what you're doing up there?
I really hope they're doing that.
That would be cool.
I'm trying to think of some, like, birds want to be very, like, fun.
No, birds are stupid. Like, that would get annoying really quickly.
And that's a single for the Orioles.
It's like, shut up, I'm going to punch you, bro.
Let's hear it, Oriole fans!
You better tell your kid to stop making bird noises, a-hole.
I think that the Ducks at the Autzen Stadium, we need like 60,000 people just quack, quack, quack.
No, we have the kazoos already, which as a Duck fan, the whatever things that you blow into, I can't make the noise very well, but like...
I don't think that came out of your mouth.
No, I don't think it came out right. But no, 60,000...
Schultz needs new shorts!
Studio smells bad. 60,000 fans blowing through their kazoos in unison. As a diehard Duck fan, no, I can't do it.
My God. I really want you to try and isolate that sound and make it a drop.
I'll see if I can find it.
Please, for the love of God. But the Super Regionals, they start this week. We do not have the number one seed. We do not have the number 2 seed, the number 10 seed, 16 seed, 7, 12, 11 are all eliminated. So that makes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 national seeds in this tournament. 7 of the 16 did not make it to the Super Regionals, which, oh my God, my mic's falling apart on me. What the hell's going on?
Our bets' heads are falling off.
7 of the 16, I think that is a record. Or tied for the record for most national seeds to not make it to the Super Regional. And 13 SEC teams did not make or made the tournament, but only 4 made the Super Regionals. Two of the teams that did not make it, number 1 ranked Vanderbilt and number 2 ranked Texas.
That's huge. Both baseball powerhouses.
Both eliminated. Also Ole Miss. I was watching Ole Miss last night against Murray State. They were playing Murray State. Murray State made it interesting. And my God, is there anything more unreliable than college bullpens? Because
no,
dude, I swear. As soon as they threw this kid in for Murray State, it might've been their second or third pitcher. I'm like, this guy shook already and hasn't even thrown a pitch. And then sure enough, he gave up like a 3-run bomb. They had to go to someone else. They might have actually just rode that guy out to finish the 8th inning. And then they brought in their closer and they held off Ole Miss. But they were another SEC team to be eliminated.
Man. Hey, by the way, Beavers, the only team in the 2025 postseason to lose the opening game of their regionals and move on to the Supers.
I just read that. Yeah. Pretty first cool. Top eight national seed to lose game one of the regional and come all the way back to win it since 2014 Louisiana.
Oh, another good baseball school, man.
How about that? Yeah, I would love to know why Patrick doesn't like college baseball, because he says it's the metal bats, which I'm not buying.
I mean, Joe, I think you said it on Sports Sunday. You don't even care about college baseball until right now.
At least in the playoffs. Patrick doesn't care about it at all.
I mean, it's worthy, I think, of a conversation or two at this point in the season to poo-poo it completely, but I agree with Patrick's overall sentiment that college baseball kind of sucks. I don't know if it's the metal bats. I don't know if it's just the amateurish, type of talent that's out there. Because you see error after error committed, man. It gets boring after a while. I can't watch nine innings of that. And they have weird doubleheader rules. Sometimes they don't cancel. Like, a lot of teams, if there's a rain delay, they won't actually cancel the game or push it till tomorrow because of schools and schedules. They have to wait 3 hours and try to get it in that night. Like, if I'm sitting in the stands, Joe, I would hate that. There's a lot of reasons why college baseball, I don't know. I see what he's talking about. It's just not the easiest product to consume.
Vanderbilt Commodores become the first ever number one national seed to miss the regional final with their loss to Wright State on Sunday. They were eliminated. I feel like college baseball also, like, I know we get upsets in college basketball, but college baseball is definitely more prone to who? What? What school? They won? They're good?
Yes.
Like, okay, sure. I guess they're one of the top programs. That doesn't make sense, but okay, fine.
Sounds familiar.
Some more fun factoids about the national seeds. Top two national seeds that failed to advance since 1999, because this is when they reformatted the playoffs. This is the only year that the number one and number two seed, actually, I lied, it happened in 2014 as well, where the number one and number two seed failed to advance to the Super Regionals. So again, Vanderbilt, Texas this year. In 2014, Oregon State and Florida were 1-2, and they failed to advance.
I think
to
I remember that.
The Super Regionals.
That was one of Pat Casey's last seasons at Oregon State, I believe.
Yeah, he left in what, 16, 17?
Yeah, took a 2 or 3 here hiatus and then went to LSU, I believe. Oh, God, I look at Pat Casey and the first, oh, geez.
Newberg, great Pat Casey.
Yeah, I know, but the first thing I look up on Google is the dead BMX rider. Like, okay, I don't need that. I need the baseball guy.
The one that married was married to Pink?
I think so.
That is?
I'm not sure he was married to Pink, but rest in peace, man. BMX, X Games are dangerous.
Yeah, so I've heard. Pat Casey, 3-sport athlete at Newberg High School, baby. Go
no,
Tigers.
2018, excuse me.
He's born in McMinnville. How about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he was.
But the Beavs, they play Florida State. Some of the other matchups, you got Miami versus Louisville. Those are two teams that were not national seeds. We'll be facing off against each other. ACC, by the way, with the most remaining teams, 5 left. UNC will take on Arizona. Auburn and Coastal Carolina, that's a 4-13, so that's two of the best teams remaining. They will go up against each other in the Super Regionals. You got an SEC matchup, Arkansas versus Tennessee, Pig Suey. Come on, Pig. LSU versus West Virginia, LSU 6th ranked in the nation. I watched a little bit of LSU's game last night against Arkansas Little Rock. There was a dude that mowed down 9 batters in a row for LSU. Strikeouts. Couldn't believe it. And then he walked the next 3 guys after that. He struck 9 guys out in a row and then walked 3 straight.
And that's why college is annoying.
It's pretty entertaining, I'm not going to lie. And then you got Duke, Murray State. Duke is going to be hosting a Super Regional.
Woo!
How about that? And then you got UCLA, UTSA, University of Texas, San Antonio, the Roadrunners. That will be the Los Angeles Super Regional of UCLA. The other thing with college baseball, man, and I understand it, the offense is what can make this happen. Their games are so effing long.
Yeah.
I felt like I was watching that Oregon State game for 3.5 hours last night.
don't they have pitching clocks?
They do, and I feel like they don't do anything.
No, so yeah, that's actually something. So I've worked just like every year, like one Saturday or two, just because of basketball and baseball overlapping. You know, inside radio here, Will and I have to come in and run a baseball game on the board over on 910. And for some reason, it seems like those games drag on and on and on. And I hear the pitching clock. I've seen violations called, like, oh, ball, like he didn't pitch it enough. But it's not really, like, enforced in the middle of innings. Like, I don't know what the rules are there, but it's not what the Major League Baseball pitching clock is.
On a random pitching baseball violation note, did you see Yoan Moncada the other day was struck out looking because he came to the plate with one strikeout because of a pitch clock violation?
I did see that.
And I guess nobody nor him knew and took note of that. And so he took the first two pitches and just, you know, took them as if they're just, you know, you're fine. And then he got rung up after the second one. And the look on his face once the ump, like, told him, like, dude, you had one strike the realization hit him.
The light bulb, yeah.
He was just like, oh, God.
I mean, there's how many scoreboards? Like, I get you're locked in during an at-bat. You're probably, like, either.
Yeah, but nobody, not one person on the Angels was like, hey, dude, by the way. Just so you know, when you go up there, you're already going to have a strike on you.
No, I don't get it, man. You literally, straight ahead center field, there's a scoreboard. You see what the count is. Six different little scoreboards around the stadium also show you what the count is.
Oh, trust me.
It's on you, bud.
I put a lot of the blame on him, but also I feel like there should be someone, at least one person. I mean, for God's sakes, you got people yelling how many outs are left in the inning. You know, like there's some communication happening amongst teammates in baseball. And, you know, it doesn't surprise me at all that this happened to Yoan Moncada.
I mean,
does
the Angels dugout have anybody that's focusing on that crap, or is Ron Washington just in there having a good time? I would not be surprised.
What happened?
Yeah, right. If there are managers that might, you know, not be paying attention to the whole game, case in point, Brian Snitker for the Atlanta Braves. Have you seen the rumors coming out of Atlanta, Joe?
Oh, that he's probably going to get fired for his old manager, Freddie Gonzalez?
Yeah, well, that specifically because of not only did he fail to pull Jared Kelnick when he wasn't hustling, but one of his pitchers recently, and that was like a month ago, but one of his pitchers recently got injured and I think had to go on the shelf with Tommy John. But didn't really get seen by Brian Snitker shaking his fingers four or five pitches before they had to pull him. There was Spencer Strider or one of the other starting pitchers that went to the coaches and was like, hey guys, we need to pull him out now.
Throw some rosin on him.
Oh man, and then you see Snitker just kind of like looking on. So I don't know if Ron Wash is doing that in Los Angeles or what, man, but it doesn't shock me.
Just looking at this article talking about Yoan Moncada getting the strikeout and not realizing it because of the time violation. Ron Washington's quote on the matter, I don't think he realized it. Yeah, no S, Ron. No.
Thank you. So, yes, I think what I just asked, Joe, you confirmed if he didn't realize it, I don't think Ron Wash realized it either. Nobody's looking at the scoreboard, apparently.
Yeah, he also said, when I called for Moncada, he couldn't find his helmet, sort of took up time, and he got banged for time. What was going on in that?
Banged.
What was going on in that dugout? So he went up there already with one strike.
I love that.
Yeah.
got banged!
I just like Ron's like stating the obvious, like, well, I don't think he realized it. Yeah, no, he clearly didn't.
That sounds like an umpire to a pool reporter, or like an NBA referee, like there was a foul that was called that should not have been called. This, I don't think he knew. No kidding! Thank you for the most obvious statement. God.
Yeah. Well, that's college baseball for you. And we're going to take a look at some MLB baseball because the Mariners and Orioles are in a heated battle right now. It's the beginning of their three-game set up in T-Mobile Park in Seattle. Usually a trip I try to make, but I'm actually going to be making a different trip to go see my lowly Orioles this year. We get to all that next here, the Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan, because he's on an absolute tear. The guy is unstoppable, and dare I say, it took a year for it to come to fruition. Is the best catcher in baseball?
So what I said a year ago is now true? Because I got laughed at by everybody on the field when I made that prediction last year.
I don't think anybody saw Adley not being able to hit the ball anymore. I will say that.
But it's not even just the hitting the ball. He's the best by far, and he was at that point when we were talking a year ago about this, the best defensive catcher in baseball as well.
I won't have it.
He has the most blocked balls. He can throw guys out at the highest clip of all other catchers. He's not Salvador Perez yet to where he only can play catcher 40 to 50 games a year. Like, yeah, he is it. He is him.
Most blocked balls, eh? Most blocked balls. Let's see. Blocks above average. Oh, I'm on StatCast.
Oh, that, yeah.
Block getting opportunities.
Getting some deep stats here.
Wow. StatCast kills me.
I mean, it's almost a foreign language if you don't know what you're looking at sometimes.
It is actual combined number of wild pitches and pass balls, actual pass balls and wild pitches, an estimate of number of wild pitches and pass balls for a league average catcher, blocks above average per game.
They break it down.
Hayden Senger, baby, for the Mets.
Okay.
Dylan Dingler, great name Dingler. For the Detroit Tigers. My God, there's almost too much, too many stats.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I am a very, very deep diehard baseball fan, but I do not know the meaning of all of those saber metrics. So
wild stuff. Orioles, Mariners tied at one run apiece right now. My Orioles coming off of a sweep of the White Sox. The Mariners coming off a series against the Twins that was quite the roller coaster, Schultzy.
That was weird. Andrés Muñoz looked human for the first time this season against the Twins, which sucked. And not only that, but blew three saves in a row against the Twins. So that also sucked. They managed to salvage that series somehow, but getting into extra innings and barely able to be getting the win on chaos ball. Ugh, it's not good Mariners baseball, brother.
Hey, three straight games of extra innings, though. You got, what is that, one, two? You got four extra innings since Thursday.
Yeah, and you've got a wrecked bullpen on top of that.
That's true.
I mean, seriously, the Mariners are already down in starting pitching. They're going to get Logan Gilbert back shortly. I think he just had his second rehab start at Tacoma either today or yesterday. But they've been already juggling the bullpen. And remember, Joe, this bullpen is put together with popsicle sticks and tape and guys basically grabbed off the scrap heap and put it to the Mariners lab. The only true talents that you have in that like bullpen that are lean on for, I would say, any big team in Major League Baseball talent-wise are Matt Brash, Andrés Muñoz, and I don't know, I would have said earlier in the season Trent Thornton, but he's had a bad year as well and now is down with appendicitis. So literally now just two guys.
I've had appendicitis. I had my appendix taken out. Wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
Dumb quick question about that. Did you have lingering symptoms leading up to it, or was it just very quick?
Yes, it was. Okay. I felt the symptoms on a Saturday evening, middle of the night into Sunday is when I first started feeling the abdominal section was just driving me nuts.
In the couple of weeks leading up to it, anything like
oh,
that?
Oh, not weeks. No, okay. Just a few days.
I got you. But yeah. So I'm trying to find an explanation for his struggles early in the season. That's why I'm asking the question.
I missed my first couple of weeks of freshman baseball because of that damn appendix.
Well, damn.
I was not happy. Missed the season opener my freshman year.
No, they needed your walk-off home run, dude.
They did not need me in any way, shape, or form, quite honestly. If they needed me to underthrow from a catcher to second base, I'm your man. Or overthrow into center field, which, take your pick, you know. Or if they wanted to pass a pass ball, again, I'm your guy. I wouldn't wish that upon my worst enemy. It absolutely sucked. Good timing, though, because I did have it during around March Madness, so I got to watch the whole first week of March Madness in bed and in the hospital bed. That was nice.
Yeah, it's like planning a vasectomy the right day.
Yeah, exactly. Mariners have come back down to earth a little bit since their nice little streak they're on to go 8 games above 500. They're now 5-7 in their last 12. With series losses to Washington, to Houston. Luckily, you were able to win the series against Chicago. And you were able to get this most recent series against Minnesota. It took a couple walk-offs, though,
no,
to get that victory.
That's what I'm saying. Chaos ball. It's not good enough.
It's entertaining. Come on.
I mean, Joe, I've had a beat on this team for a while. Last year, I said...
What wouldn't you want in late May?
To not waste the bullpen and to put Andrés Muñoz out there basically 2 out of 3 nights, having to do that repeatedly, you know, month after month leading up to October, when you're going to need the most elite pitcher in your bullpen to actually make 2 inning saves, actually make 4 out saves. You can't use him too much this early. And along with that, it's faltering. So if you ask, oh, Jordan Schulte, what do you want in May?
Starting pitchers to go more than 5-6 innings?
I want a team that's built correctly. I want a team that's not leaning on something that's been so above board for the last 2 seasons, they're starting pitching, that they don't expect something, a couple of cracks in the shield to happen. Lo and behold, they've been down 60% of their starting pitching staff at times this year. All these great guys that we've seen thrown in and out of this lab, we're starting to see cracks in the bullpen as well. But, and they still didn't sign another bat!
But here's the thing with starting pitching. Like, I'm looking at the upcoming schedule and the projected starters. I mean, yeah. You got Kirby tonight. You got Hancock tomorrow. You got Wu. You got Miller coming up. You got Castillo. Like, once you guys get Gilbert back, you're fine.
Oh, no. And they'll probably go with a 6-man rotation, either with Evans or Hancock staying in there, along with Logan Gilbert coming back. So I'm hoping that because of that, and now that guys are healthy, it won't be as big of a tax on their arms as it has been to this point. Maybe that'll even things out, you know, and the team will feel a little bit more comfortable come June and July. But I just... It's been a weird month of May going into June, brother. It's all based on their lack of action, too, in this offseason.
Well, the good thing is that you probably got one less team to worry about in the AL West, and that is the Oakland Athletics, because, my God, they are terrible. And I should just say Athletics.
Man, we've been calling them Oakland our entire lives. Like, just call them Oakland. I don't even care.
Angels, they don't even know how many strikes they have at their at-bat. Rangers can't hit the ball. But dare I say, there are those damn dastardly Astros. Right now, with one more win and one more loss than the Seattle Mariners, so basically tied for the division. The Mariners have a better win percentage by .002.
Yeah.
But this could be interesting. Those damn Astros, death by 1,000 cuts, man.
And they're doing it without Yordan Alvarez right now, too. That's the most surprising thing to me, is I haven't really been too high on Joe Espada. I know that he was there, you know, as part of that regime under AJ Hinch and with the whole, like, cheating, garbage can banging Houston Astros scandal. So not really a fan of those guys there still, but I just don't know how, with Altuve not hitting well, you know, with new guys on the roster, all of a sudden they're still there. Like, I guess Vegas knew a lot more than we thought that they did, Joe, because their predictions right now, as far as the Mariners, the Rangers, and the Astros being fairly close in record, it's not too far off.
Well, they still got a dude named Framber Valdez, so that will help.
It's true.
Hunter Brown, who was one of the pitchers who I loved at the end of the year, he's already got 10 quality starts on the year. Ronel Blanco, they could be a little bit better. But they do have some solid pitching that helps out with maybe their lack of firepower.
Well, they still got Hader, don't they?
I believe so, yes. Josh Hader, yes, he is still on the team. 1.38 ERA with 16 saves.
That's damn good.
Yes. So, yeah, the Mariners, they've come back down to earth. They've had a weird couple weeks here, but we'll see if their starting pitching can get them some lengthy outings. 5-6 innings to help get their bullpen back in the right order after some funky extra innings games where some arms might have been wasted. Right now, Orioles, Mariners tied at 1, top of the 5th, 2 outs. Runners on the corner for George Kirby, who is, let's see, how many pitches is he at right now? He's getting close. He's at 86. 86. God forbid that George Kirby throws more than 90 pitches in a single game, though.
Well, he can't, because he just came back from injury. And actually, this is his best start. I believe it's his 3rd or 4th start since coming
back
from
rough.
The IL. And yeah, it's been bad up to this point. But I guess, well, I'm still an out away from saying it's a good performance for 5 innings and only giving up 1 run. But it could be a good performance.
Hey, Ryan O'Hearn's at the dish. He's been one of our at least more consistent hitters this season.
I would love if the Mariners traded for Ryan O'Hearn. You think the Orioles maybe take like Harry Ford and a pitching prospect for Ryan O'Hearn at this point?
Well, seeing that Ryan O'Hearn's the one that seemingly is only doing doing anything on offense at this point. I'm going to say no.
But do you expect him to hit over 300 each season?
No.
You got to sell peak value, bro.
Listen, Ryan O'Hearn has been much better for, has been very good for a lot longer than I thought he was going to be. I thought this was maybe like a one or two season kind of thing, but he's seemingly been pretty solid for us for like the last like three, four seasons now. So
yeah, 280 runners in scoring position. Like he's... Yeah, clutching up when he needs to.
So game one of this Mariners-Orioles series up in T-Mobile Park in Seattle. I will not be going to any games this year because I'm actually going to go see the Orioles down in San Francisco this year at Oracle Park. I'm going to go in August. And Ryan O'Hearn, that's an RBI single, baby.
Gosh darn it. Yeah,
Adley,
Mariners losing too much.
Adley struts on home and Orioles take the lead. And we will take the lead into second hour. Got an Ohtani Judge question for you. And actually, I do want to maybe throw out some Cal Raleigh numbers because while this was mostly about the Mariners this last segment, I feel like we got to dedicate a segment to the big dumper himself. I feel like it's only right.
We get to
that next. Hour number two, the Hot Corner, right here on 1080 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.